Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Wednesday, October 11th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AI-powered PCs, a Hail Mary for the stagnant computer market. UK and global legislation on AI and cloud, what providers need to know. And AI investments soar as tech giants unveil new products, what you need to know. This is the Business of Tech. Canalys' latest data shows a smaller decline in worldwide PC shipments in Q3 of 2023 compared to the previous year. Shipments of PCs were down 7% year-over-year, but rose 8% compared to Q2 2023. This represents the smallest annual decline over a year and indicates a recovery in inventory levels and underlying demand. Lenovo remains the dominant manufacturer, while HP and Dell also experienced growth. Apple experienced a significant decline due to COVID-related production halts, while HP's growth was driven by inventory normalization. Canalys predicts a return to growth in the PC market during the holiday season and expects AI-capable PCs to account for 60% of all shipments by 2027. The industry is expected to face more challenges soon, but a device refresh cycle and end of support for Windows 10 are expected to drive sales in the second half of 2024 and beyond. According to IDC, there is growing interest in AI PCs despite the lack of fully articulated use cases. HP and Lenovo are working on AI PCs for release between July 2024 and early 2025. IDC believes that generative AI could be a significant moment for the PC industry, offering personalized user experiences while preserving data privacy. PC shipments have been declining, but IDC expects a sales price boost with the launch of more AI devices next year. The PC market shrank in Q3, but there is evidence that the decline has bottomed out, with seasonal demand from the educational market offsetting weak enterprise PC demand. According to a survey by Deloitte, 56% of professionals are unsure if their companies have ethical guidelines for using AI. The report highlights the need for organizations to address ethical concerns related to AI, such as data privacy and transparency. It also emphasizes the potential risks and damages associated with unethical AI use, including reputational damage and regulatory penalties. Deloitte suggests a multi-step approach for companies to ensure AI's safe and ethical use, including exploration, governance, training and education, pilots, implementation, and audit. Why do we care? So, will AI save the PC market? Well, I'd offer no, but more importantly, can I get a who cares? I included the ethics data from Deloitte because that's the actual opportunity. Big opportunity is in helping customers use the tools effectively. This isn't about device or hardware sales, but services opportunities using the tool sets. The revenue stream isn't just in hardware. It's in offering consulting and managed services that help businesses navigate the complexity of implementing and maintaining AI. We'll start with two legislative moves in the UK to track. The UK's Regulatory Agency for Telecommunications, Ofcom, has recommended that competition authorities examine established cloud infrastructure business practices. Ofcom's report highlights concerns about customer choice, excessive egress fees, technical differentiation, and lock-in contracts. The report suggests interventions such as transparency about compatibility issues, exploring direct data center connections, and opening APIs to third-party software. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority will investigate and make decisions on these recommendations by April 2025. Of particular note, it's Microsoft and Amazon being examined. And since I'm taking a moment on legislation, I want to highlight an insider summary of the state of AI. The EU will likely be the first to enact generative AI regulation, while China takes a much more restrictive stance. The US has relied on industry experts, and the UK is assessing AI as it progresses. Brazil categorizes AI tools by risk and will ban excessive risk ones. China has enacted regulations on recommendation algorithms and deepfakes, and is now looking to regulate generative AI. Different vendors have different approaches to defending customers from IP lawsuits. Some vendors pledge to financially and otherwise support customers who face copyright litigation, while others have policies that shield themselves from liability, leaving customers to handle legal fees. The terms of service agreements for most generative AI tools are written in legalese, but it is clear that not every vendor is willing to take a strong stance in protecting customers. Some vendors, however, do offer indemnification and defense against IP claims. Why do we care? As the use of generative AI continues to grow, the issue of copyright infringement and vendor responsibility remains a concern. See the previous story about the need to deliver industry and customers the right solutions, and more additionally, navigate the regulatory compliance landscape here. The variance in vendor policies regarding IP lawsuits necessitates careful vendor selection and contract review by providers. Those who choose vendors that offer strong legal protection could use it as a differentiating factor in their service offerings. Seeing the UK move into potential antitrust laws is interesting to me. Those will go into the 2025 bingo card, but at least it's something to track. Since Microsoft and Amazon are being examined, providers should proactively reevaluate their service contracts and their offerings. They could face changes in terms, costs, and compliance requirements, especially if the Competition and Markets Authority takes a strong stance on issues like egress fees or contract lock-ins. There's some product stuff I found notable. Microsoft has launched a new web version of its App Store for Windows, providing an alternative way to find Windows apps on the web. The redesigned web store offers a fresh user experience, easier app discovery, and utilizes modern web technologies. It works with the main Microsoft Store app and may benefit Microsoft's plans to expand its apps and games beyond Windows. IBM has announced new threat detection and response services that leverage AI technologies to provide 24/7 monitoring, investigation, and automated remediation of security alerts. The TDR services also provide crowdsourced detection rules, MITRE attack assessment, seamless end-to-end integration, and 24/7 global support. AvPoint has announced the launch of AvPoint Opus, an AI-powered information lifecycle management solution. AvPoint Opus combines the capabilities of cloud records and cloud archiving to provide organizations with a comprehensive solution for data discovery, classification, protection, and management across Microsoft 365. The solution includes AvPoint Maestro, an AI-powered smart classification system that automatically assesses and applies records management policies to documents. AvPoint Opus helps organizations manage information, ensure compliance, optimize cloud storages, and streamline processes. Logic Monitor has announced Dexta, an AI-powered automation solution for IT operations. Dexta uses machine learning and natural language processing to automate issue detection, accelerate root cause analysis, and prevent critical incidents. It offers advanced machine learning models, seamless integration with ServiceNow, and adaptive correlation. And SuperOps.ai, a cloud-native platform for MSPs, has raised $12.4 million in Series B funding to enhance its AI capabilities and support MSP ambitions. The platform streamlines IT management procedures, consolidates functions, and offers advanced network monitoring capabilities. The company is also reporting a 300% increase in its customer base. Why do we care? I included the Microsoft App Store as a practical help desk awareness issue and a signal of Microsoft's broader ambitions, which could impact their device and service strategies. There are some good add-ons here to consider as well. To put it in perspective, Crunchbase indicates that roughly 1 in 4 investment dollars is going into AI solutions this year. SuperOps is just one example of that. Looking to reach an audience of thousands of MSPs and IT service providers? Put your ad right here on the Business of Tech and be on the show that 64% of MSPs report having listened to. A recurring top 50 tech news podcast, there are affordable options for you to reach our audience, and we can support any budget. Podcast listeners are more engaged, have a higher level of brand retention, and are more willing to listen to ads here than any other avenues. Want to know more? There's information at mspradio.com/engage, including a button to book a time to talk. I'm looking forward to that discussion. Thanks for listening. Today, National Sausage Pizza Day. And we had pizza for dinner last night. Thanks to the team from Cyber Risk Alliance for having me out at MSSP Alert Live. It was a great show, and I will talk to you all again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.